Currently Kirkland, your source for city news and events in the community. With Pam Jardine at the news desk, stay up to date with weekly news reports and what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Pam.
Welcome to Currently Kirkland, where every week you can engage with your community by discovering the latest developments in, around, and about your city. I'm Pam Jardine. On April 17th, the Kirkland City Council renamed Houghton Beach Park to Doris Cooper Houghton Beach Park. And on July 21st, many of Doris Cooper's friends, family members, and the general public gathered at the park to mark the occasion.
This is a whole community project, and the people that live here are really proud of this park. And you can see what you see here today, the fact that it had such a wonderful turnout. It's a real testament to the kind of program that the city's been following in giving parks like this to the citizens of this town.
Before the 1960s, Houghton Beach was less of a park and more of an oil tank farm. The park itself was just 350 feet long, sandwiched between an oil tank farm and industrial property. But in the late 1960s, that began to change. Three women organized a telegram campaign to lobby Republican Congressman Tom Pelley for a federal grant that would help transform the abandoned tank farm into one of the city's most visited places. One of those women was Doris Cooper, and expanding the size of Houghton Beach Park was her first major achievement as a community activist.
Doris loved this park. It wasn't just that it was the subject of her first real expedition in citizen activism, but it was close to home for her. As the crow flies, she was a Houghtonite, as you know. She lived right over that hill.
Cooper followed that campaign with efforts to acquire the Yarrow Bay wetlands, to coordinate the Moss Bay celebration, to serve as a member of the Houghton Community Council, the City Council, and as Kirkland's first female mayor.
What she brought to the council was the fact that we had pretty much ignored the neighborhoods, and she wanted to make certain that the neighborhoods had a voice, and she perpetuated that throughout her whole term in office.
Cooper passed away April 29th, 2011, and yet her work at Houghton Beach and throughout Kirkland has inspired one last change to the park she helped champion. The Kirkland City Council voted unanimously to rename the park to Doris Cooper Houghton Beach Park. As a result of that decision, the City of Kirkland replaced the existing park sign with a new sign reflecting the change. It also installed an interpretive sign that describes Cooper's contributions to the park. The free and reduced lunch program feeds millions of children throughout the country and thousands of children throughout Kirkland for 9 months. But when school lets out in the summer, many of those kids who rely on the lunch program go hungry. This is why in the late 1970s, Congress created the summer feeding program. And for the first time in its history, it has come to Kirkland. For more, we'll turn it over to Christian Knight.
For most meals, Maria Morales' children eat one thing.
The home beans, yeah. Usually, for lunch or for dinner, beans with something, beans.
Beans. Beans for every meal except for breakfast.
Breakfast.
Or breakfast, yeah.
Breakfast or lunch or dinner.
But on Tuesdays this summer at Totem Lake's 132nd Square Park, they're eating something else.
Milk, chocolate milk or milk, and some
peaches
and some broccoli, but he got peanut butter jelly sandwich and a Gatorade
and applesauce and chocolate cookies.
Yeah.
For these kids, Tuesday's lunch is their most complete meal of the week.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's very healthy. I really love it. Oh, everything they need in the mornings or the lunch time, oh. It has in the bags. It's really good.
What is this?
It's broccoli.
Yum. With the mommy soup.
So you need.
But I don't want broccoli.
It's all a part of the summer feeding program. The program has been feeding hungry kids throughout the nation since the 70s. But this is the first time any one of Kirkland's neighborhoods has participated. That's because participation requires qualification. And to qualify, a neighborhood must show that 50% of its population is in need. It can do this either through the number of school children who receive free or reduced lunch, or by the number of households living within 185% of the federal poverty level. For a family of four, that would be less than $43,000 a year.
This is brand new to Kirkland and Redmond, so it's kind of a learning curve for us and getting it advertised. But we've also realized that there is need in Kirkland and Redmond areas.
And the struggling economy has amplified that need.
Because the need out there has risen ever since the recession hit. We've seen rates of people going to food banks jump way up, and child hunger increase as well.
Despite the number of children in the neighborhood who could use a good lunch, turnout has been a little less intense than expected. Today, for example, they handed out 30 meals. And last week, the inaugural week of the program, they did a little better. They handed out 35 lunches.
And that was the first day of the program, so we've been advertising it more. I sent an email out to all the area principals and PTSA presidents, and we're trying to get more advertising. So we feel that as the program goes, that we're going to keep more lunches out.
And that would be a good thing, says Maria Morales.
It's because they haven't heard for this program a lot. I think they need to tell the people in the complex they need to come, because there's a lot of kids in that area.
The city of Kirkland's vision for a centrally located building that will house Kirkland's court and police department continues to acquire detail. Construction is still expected to begin in early 2013. Earlier this month, Kirkland hosted a public meeting where city leaders and consultants answered questions and presented designs for the 102,000-square-foot building. Those designs are now in step two of a three-step design process. In the second step, called design development, architects determine the details for each room, some as fundamental to the building as its plumbing, others more cosmetic, such as light fixtures. Architects expect to complete design development this fall. The next and final step in the design process is called construction documentation. In this step, the contractor specifies thousands of details, from color schemes and materials to the appropriate tension on bolts and methods of roof construction. By the end of this process, the building's design could consume 324 by 36 inch drawing sheets. Engineers finish the first step, called schematic design, this spring. In schematic design, decision makers determined how the building's 102,000 square feet of space will be divided between its three functions. And space is what city council members were looking for in 2010 when they chose to purchase an existing building rather than construct a new building. The building they chose housed Costco Home until July 2009. That same month, Kirkland My Home moved in and operated out of the building until this July. But in anticipation of the upcoming renovation, it has moved to the Totem Lake Mall. To follow the progress on the public safety building, visit kirklandwa.gov and type public safety building in the search bar. And finally, we have a couple of upcoming events to let you know about. Summerfest and its weekend of art, music, food, and entertainment begins August 10th. Throughout the weekend, the event will feature more than 20 bands playing on four different stages throughout Kirkland's waterfront. To learn more about the music, the kids' events, and a full festival schedule, visit www.explorekirkland.com. The Juanita neighborhood is getting together for a picnic August 18th at Juanita Beach. The festivities begin at 11 a.m. and continue until 2 p.m. For neighborhood picnic information, go to www.kirklandwa.gov/neighborhoods. Remember, you can access any episode of Currently Kirkland on demand on the city's website, on your mobile devices, and on YouTube. We'd also love to hear from you. If you have any news tips, suggestions, or comments, please send them to kirklandtv@kirklandwa.gov. Thanks for watching Currently Kirkland.